This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, September 27. Prayer as self-talk. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put my hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of the Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deepen the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs His love. At night His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. A news article reported the frightening experience a woman had as she spent a day with friends on a boat. She was tossed overboard when the boat hit a large wave. At first, she didn't think this was dangerous. She thought the boat could easily circle back to pick her up. But this occurred late in the day as the sun was setting. The low-angle sunlight was reflected by every wave, making it nearly impossible for searchers to spot her. Then a stiff wind, combined with the sounds of other boats, muffled her cries for help. As night quickly fell, she knew that her only hope was to swim to a nearby island, and she was eventually rescued from there. The article reported that as she swam, she did two things. She pleaded with Jesus to help her, and she told herself repeatedly that she was going to survive. That sounds similar to what the writer is doing in Psalm 42. As he prays earnestly to God, he also tells himself to put his hope in God. Sometimes, prayer includes this kind of self-talk. As we plead with God, we preach to ourselves. Sometimes, we need to hear the gospel spoken to us by the sound of our own voice. Pray with me. Lord, when I'm struggling, reassure me that you are with me and will bring me through. Help me to remind myself that my hope is in you. Strengthen my faith and resolve. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.